Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
No one else is allowed to do it besides me. All right, on that note, I got to get a
blinky, blinky, blink.
So say goodbye to the listeners.
Bye.
Bye, listeners.
I'm waving my hands like they can see me.
They can,
bye, big bye.
They can see your face.
All right, sure.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm waving my hands like they can see me. Blinky, blinky, blink.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3663 of a BFO for Thirsty, the 17th of February. 2022, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, we paid the coupon. No questions from Miss Bacon. Hello, Hungries. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I have been starving all afternoon. No, not hungry. I said hungry. Oh, I thought that was just the way you said it because you lived in South Kakalaki. Well, that would be, you know, like Mr. Cackle, he is hangry. You know, that's when he's hungry and angry. Hangry, but this is hungry. Big Fatty, I still think that I'm still, I don't care if you're hangry or hungry or hungry, I'm starving.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today, the 17th of February, y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, never met this person a day in my life, but you know who has is the little Ozzy Battler. When he was on his European trip, he made a stop there in Bulgaria and visited with the crazy Mexican Hat M and the birthday boy. Y'all, today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only Mr. Zed. Big Betty, we love Mr. Zed. We do indeed. And y'all, there will be a special place when we all go to glory, and there'll be a special place for Mr. Zed because, you know, he's yes, Big Betty, he's lived with that crazy Mexican. It's true. But Mr. Zed likes to take the vacation pictures and the, had him. Y'all, he's just gotten lazy. Lazy, I say. Mr. Zed kind of keeps us up to date on what's going on with them over there in Buddha. Oh, Big Betty, yes, the laughing Buddha. No, Buddha or Pest. Oh, Budapest. It's true. Well, you know, one's on one side of the river and the other's on the other side of the river. Oh, is that the Hangry River? No. Anyway, but y'all, if you see Mr. Zed or even that crazy Mexican Hat M on the 20 or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Pat M makes sure he gets a big ol' piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Big Fatty, the calm, happy music for Mr. Zed's celebration day. It's just lovely. Just lovely. Well, y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, let's see. I think young Nicholas had been by, and y'all, I'm happy to report that his back seems to be doing a little bit better. Although he was, I believe he was on, as they call it, desk duty. Big Fatty, you said duty, or something like that. on a hump day, and y'all, I watched, what did I watch? I watched something on Monday night. Was it the Big Brother? It may have been. I don't remember. Y'all, speaking of the Big Brother, y'all, the number one fan of the BFO for 2022, you know, that's the Faye Driver, sent a request to Big Fatty and says, Big Fatty, as the number one fan, I would like to request that you talk a little bit about, the celebrity Big Brother. Big Fatty, you better do it or he'll steal your spark plugs or something. I don't know what he'll do. He'll tie cans to your bumper or something. I don't know. Big Fatty, just talk about it. Now, y'all, if you're not caught up on the Big Brother, y'all, I'm probably going to save some spoilers here, but you know, yes, Big Fatty, the Faye Driver, he loves the spoilers, he does, and don't forget Short Week coming up soon. Big Fatty, that's for the soilers. Oh, that's right. y'all, I just cannot believe, Misha, who is the MMA fighter woman, and Todrick, who is y'all, he's playing a ruthless game. He's playing everybody. He's playing all sides, and y'all, he's using his charm, and Todd Bridges, y'all, he's just there. I think all he does is sleep. And y'all, Lamar Odom, y'all, what was he doing picking his teeth when he was voting the other night? Y'all, I just couldn't believe it. he still didn't know. He's been in there a month, and he still didn't know how to play the game. But y'all, Carson Kressley and Cynthia should know better because y'all, they're on the way out the door. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Big Fatty, you can say that. No, you're supposed to say they're out on the way out. Big Fatty, you ran out of music. I did. But, y'all, I've got some spoilers, but I'm not going to say it right now. But needless to say, a surprise on the HOH. y'all, you can just see the puppet master is having others do the dirty work. And so y'all tune in. Y'all, it ends. The Big Brother ends next Wednesday night. That is the finale. That's on the 23rd of February. So y'all set your VRCs. Y'all, I think it's on every night between now and then. But lots of shows of the Big Brother. Watch that, and I don't know what else I watched. It don't matter. I probably watched some of the Olympics, and y'all crawled into the chamber. Y'all, I had a Goldilocks night. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It was a lovely, just lovely night of sleep. Y'all, I didn't wake up. I didn't stir until 20 minutes after 8 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty! y'all, it was a good night's sleep. But I got up and I had my brufkas and had my coffee, did my Sudoku. And y'all, I was running behind because I was still watching the CBS mornings. But y'all, it started raining, so I couldn't get out and do the nipple walk Because y'all, there's walking and then there's crazy walking. And I'm not going to do crazy walking. But the Nip said, are you going to the Von's East? I said, yes. So y'all, guess what we did? We went to the Von's East. Y'all, as I do, rain or shine, I went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had a few things on sale that I got. Y'all, they had the Sargento shredded cheeses, buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon. They had the Bird's Eye Oven Roasters on sale. Y'all, I think I had tried the broccoli and cauliflower before, and it was just okay. So I got the potatoes and onions. I figured that would be pretty good. And y'all, there was a coupon. But y'all, I decided I wanted some soup. So I was going to make some soup. So I was going to make vegetable soup. So I got me some sliced mushrooms and some celery and a head of cabbage and some matchstick carrots and an onion. And so y'all, I'll tell you what I did later. Y'all, they had the chopped salads on sale, and I got two of the Caesar chopped salad and one of the Thai and cashew chopped salad. Y'all, they had the NyQuil was on sale, and so y'all, I got another thing of that. y'all, they had the Bird's Eye vegetables, buy one, get one free. So I got a couple more packages of that mashed cauliflower. Y'all, it's so good. Y'all, they had the Marie Callender fruit pies on sale. So I picked up a couple of those. Y'all got me some yellow squash. I'm going to cook me some squash. And y'all, they had the Glory brand canned vegetables. Y'all, they've got the good seasoning and all on them. I got some skillet cone and some country cabbage. And y'all, they had cone nuts. Cone nuts on sale, and there was a coupon for that also. So I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all love the cone nuts. Have you ever had the cone nuts? They're delicious. Y'all, I spent $47.37, but I saved $28.19. Yes, Big Freddy! Well, y'all, got home, put all my I pulled all the provisions out of the bags, and y'all, I looked and I said, I can't believe all of this has cost me $47. And y'all, then I remembered that I had gotten the NyQuil, and you know, when you buy the NyQuil in the Von's, y'all, it's expensive, but it was a $2 coupon off of it. So anyway, so that made me feel a little bit better. And y'all, I've got soup. but anyway, put everything away, y'all. I went out and did my nipple walk. Just did the around Fat Acres nipple walk, but I closed my nipple size ring and got some steps in and all, about 12,000 steps. And y'all then came back and the Nip stopped by and young Nicholas stopped by. And y'all, I had just finished the nipple walk when the Nip came by, and young Nicholas arrived soon thereafter. So I told him, I said, y'all entertain yourself. I've got to get me a shirr. So y'all, I got me a nice hot shirr, and y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And the Nip went home, and he's watching the Steve Harvey on the Family Food, the Family Food. Ready? And young Nicholas stayed for a little through the news, and now I'm recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be funny.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a So-So question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February, so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yes, speaking of getting off your ass, Big Fatty, I noticed Digger hadn't gotten off his ass and not a new bumper yet. Well, you know, can you blame him? No, Big Fatty, really, so question month. It exhausts me how exhausting it is. It's a yawner. Yes, it is. But you know, Kathy Marshall and Peter G spent about 18 seconds coming up with a totally prize. So we'll see who wins. Oh, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon has sent a novella of questions for So-So Question Month. We're not going to do them all at one time, but I think we'll do two or three of them for today. Kathy Marshall, get ready. First question, did Poodle sneak onto the trip or legit have a ticket? Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the submission. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. Big Fatty, excuse me, but may I take the answer on this one? Sure, go ahead. There was nothing legit about it. I got in touch with my good friend Conscience because, you know, when he went on that cruise of a lifetime, with the old gal and Myron, you know, he had to work in the laundry. Well, he put in a good word for me, and I was down there cleaning. You know, that was one of those homosexual cruises. There were a lot of dirty sheets that came in every day. I didn't know where the toilet was or something. I don't know, but anyway. You know, it was absolutely not a cruise of a lifetime. You know, the only amenity we had down there in the laundry was oxygen. Well, okay. Next question from Miss Bacon says, did you fire the housekeeper or do you just hire her when you have a family event? Well, Miss Bacon, again, thank you so much for the question. Absolutely a so-so question. Big Fatty, I can't believe she wasted the time to type that. I know. As regular listeners of the BFO know, Hortensia comes on the third Tuesday of every month. In fact, she was just here 2 days ago. Perhaps someone needs to pay a little closer attention to things, so you don't have to ask these so-so questions. Big Fatty, are you referring to anyone in particular? No, not really, but maybe. But oh, dear Gussie, y'all, we got lots more of those to go. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, did you survive the full moon? I hope so. Y'all, I'm finishing this up just in time to go watch the Big Brother and the Big Run. Hope you have a great evening and everything like that. Big Fatty, you've given so many so-so answers that you're just kind of so-soing it to the end here. Calling it in. Y'all, speaking of calling it in, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Time, and Mr. Cackle, are you worried at all about wine rage?
I'm waving my hands like they can see me. Blinky, blinky, blink.
Mr. Cackle, I retract the question based on that sound clip.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.